What's good, everybody? What's up with it? It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been really a long time. Been a minute. I ain't going though. I'm still here. This is another segment of Ray's podcast. And my Cavs bring the brooms out on them. 4-0. They lost to the Warriors. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join the debate. Now, I took a little while to let everything to marinate. See how I said that, the country marinate into banana. I had to let it marinate though. You know, I had to let it sink in to everybody to see, like, yes, LeBron James did get 4-0 by the Warriors. This series was very interesting, as in for the fact to see how LeBron played. How his last game, how he played, the report of his hand being, you know, he had to get two MRIs at the end of the game. His hand been broke ever since after game one because of the frustration that he had because they lost in overtime and he had 51 points. It was a lot to go with it. You know, Steve Kerr now has 8 rings as a total as a coach and as a player also. He got one with the Spurs. Kevin Durant, 2-time back-to-back MVP. Debatable, Stephen Curry should have got it, but he was robbed. J.R. Smith, Swaggy P, got his shirt off now. I wanted to wait till the, you know, to see how they were going to react, to see how they got home and stuff. And some of the players on the team, you can't be hating on them. You can't be mad for them. Now, I did say that the Cavaliers was going to win in 7, and they were going to win they was going to win the championship. They didn't. They didn't even win the game. Now, instead of us talking about LeBron James winning another championship, or what, today's what, Sunday? And instead of it being, you know, a game 5 on the way, or a game 6, or something like that, to see what, talking about if LeBron could come back, or something like that. We're actually talking about where is LeBron James going to go next season. That's really what everybody's talking about. Where is LeBron James going next year? Is he staying in Cleveland or he's getting out of there? That's what everyone's talking about. Quinn Cook, shout out to you. He has a ring now. He's a champion. You know, from the D.C. area, DMV boy, Kevin Durant. They both got rings. They both champs. Stephen Curry had 37 points. Game 4. That man was not playing with KD. He had a triple-double with 20 points. Iggy came out hitting his first, what, 3 threes. Draymond hitting threes. Everybody was ready to play. The Warriors are Thanos. They are the Monstars. They are crazy. They are unbelievable. Now, I got on Kevin Durant saying that, you know, he went to the best team to win. You know, you can say all the things. I mean, we all know that. Like, but at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is still a good basketball player. And that's what I had to tell myself that. I had to really think about it. I didn't like the fact that he joined Golden State. But he wants to win. And you have to take that consideration. He wants to win. And he performed. Like, Game 3 really showed us why the Warriors really need Kevin Durant when Curry was off and Klay was off. Kevin Durant ended up hitting the same exact shot in the same exact spot as last year. But it was a little further. What, like 5, 6, 7 feet? If he shoots that three-pointer, he shoots that three-pointer in a high school gym or in the YMCA. He shoots that shot right there, man. That's what, half court? LeBron getting poked in the eye. Bogus calls from the ref. Stephen Curry getting 2 charge calls on him. This is unbelievable. Where was J.R. Smith? They put in Rodney Hood game 3. He did what he can do. But KD, just with that big game, we're having 40 in game 3. I really want to just talk now. Because, yes, LeBron, it's an issue. Because LeBron James, it's his second time. sweep in the NBA Finals. The GOAT comparison now, you could just throw that out the window. And I'm a LeBron James fan, and I'm telling you that. That doesn't take nothing as of right now. Now, say if LeBron win 3 more championships or something like that, because he's 3-6. That record is type tough. I think nobody doesn't have that many losses in the finals or anything like that. That's very tough. But, you know, you got people saying that Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, they're getting sweep in the finals, but they got, like, they lost before. Like, they got 4-0. Especially Kobe. Especially the Kobe. To the Mavericks. The same year that Mavericks team beat LeBron in the finals. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. But LeBron James is still the greatest all-around basketball player. And that's what the only thing we can say now. I didn't like the fact that he checked out early in game 4. He checked out with like 4 minutes left. But coming to find out that his hand was messed up, you know, it was true. I mean, he had a cast on. But I'm just like, why are they putting the cast on him now, like in a press conference? Like, he already played the game. Well, actually, three games after that and didn't have no cast on. If he was going to put on the cast, he should have put the cast on when he got back from the doctor. Don't put it on in a press conference just to have something for the people to talk about. And the only reason why they said that the Cavaliers didn't report it was because they didn't want the Warriors to play defense on him a different way or keep smacking his hand, which is respectable. I understand that. But putting that cast on after you already lost in a press conference, that's just causing more drama, LeBron. And you my guy all the way. Rock with LeBron. Now they talking about Popovich today, talking about he trying to get LeBron, like he's all full throttle trying to get LeBron now, Pop trying to step in. Houston don't think they can get LeBron, but who knows at this point, who knows? Now LeBron go to the West to win the championship, that's real, that's something nobody ain't never do, as in a superstar, I'm guessing, yeah. Go to the East, go to the West, I take over everything, like, that would be some crazy, for real, real crazy. But the Warriors are celebrating in the Bay. It's Liddy. Nick Young drunk. Jordan Bell. Let's talk about Jordan Bell. See, the defensive scheme from the Cavaliers was terrible. They didn't switch the right way or nothing. They let Jordan Bell, like, no disrespect to you, Jordan Bell. Like, nothing at all. But you can't let Jordan Bell go 4-for-5. You can't let that happen. Like, he can't get those points. You can't let the Warriors bench players that don't normally score like that get those type of points. There was one time where, Sean Livingston went 5-for-5 one game. 5-for-freaking-5. You can't let that, like, you went perfect. Real good. Perfect. You can't let those type of players do that. Now, Sean Livingston, Sean Livingston is known for getting buckets, though. You can't have like, Jordan Bell getting them buckets. I mean, Quinn, for the Cavaliers, you can't let Quinn is good. I've been said before, I believe Quinn Cook was a great player off the bench for them, but you can't let those players beat you in the midst of Kevin Durant getting 40. Or when Stephen Curry is having one of them crazy games, and then Kevin Durant, like when they're all clicking, you can't have the bench doing that. And that's what happened. When they didn't hedge right, they doubled all the time. So with the middle was open with the slip was open every single time. Every single time. So it's easy dunks. While LeBron and them trying to score hard, the Warriors are scoring easy. You ain't going to win like that nowhere. Nowhere. You ain't never going to win like that. Where do I think LeBron James will go? Man, it's tough, man. It is tough. And I don't even want to say this, but it's like, God, the Warriors are a dynasty. Now with Kevin Durant, they are a dynasty. And I had to think about that and had to realize it. Like, they are a dynasty. They are the new dynasty. And LeBron James is like the Wilt Chamberlain in this era. Like, for them, they're going to let LeBron get his stats, but we're just going to beat him every time. That's the only thing we're going to do. We're going to let him get all these crazy numbers, but we're just going to beat him. Every single time. We're just going to beat them. Undefeated against my man Bron. Feel bad for him. Not undefeated. Well, Kevin Durant, well, back-to-back with the Warriors, he undefeated. So I think LeBron James should go to Houston if he wants a chance. If he wants a chance, I think he should go to Houston and call it a day. But that's a little cut right there for y'all for just for right now. Got somewhere to be. You know, I started a YouTube page, Ray versus Jay Podcast. So if you want to see video of me talking, you can go on YouTube and check that out. I'm going to come back tonight and talk to y'all again because I'm not done with this. This is just a little taste. This ain't nothing because I'm going to get on Bron more. LeBron James, I'm going to talk about game 4 when he checked this stuff out. But LeBron might not be the GOAT anymore, as in for the conversation for Jordan, because you know a lot of people are going to talk about him and a lot of people hate on this man, has a lot of hate for this man. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join the debate. Copy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.